When we last met in an informal session on the 22nd of June, there was a strong reaffirmation of our collective target, that is full modalities in agriculture and NAMA, and commensurate progress in other areas of the negotiations in line with our mandate. This is the essential step we must take in order to conclude the DDA successfully and soon. I emphasize then that the Geneva process is and must remain the core of the negotiation. This is vital to ensure the full participation and informed decision-making we all want. Since this June informal meeting, I'm pleased to say that the negotiating process here in Geneva has been significantly reinforced and intensified. And I would like to thank delegations for responding to this call to step up their level of substantive engagement in the multilateral process run by the negotiating group chairs. Such engagement obviously remains the key to further progress. We will shortly be hearing from all the negotiating group chairs, and I believe that we will be able to conclude from their reports that some good progress has been made across the board over the last few months, in some areas in absolute terms and in others in terms of clarifying the outstanding issues. The major development, of course, has been the circulation of draft modalities text last week by Ambassador Falconer and Stephenson, the chairs of the AG and NAMA group. And I'm sure I speak for all of you in thanking them for their untiring efforts and for the excellent job they and all the other negotiating group chairs continue to do. As the chairs have underlined, these are draft texts. They are not negotiated or agreed texts. The negotiation is up to you, the participants, and the virtue of these texts is that they allow you to negotiate at a more concrete, a more intense, and a more specific level. Both chairs have made it very clear from the start that their draft modality papers are only another step in the process and that they will have to be revised in the light of views expressed by the participants. They identify possible areas of convergence and areas where gaps still need to be bridged, and this is up to you, the participants, to undertake the process that the chairs are running with my full support. Both the agriculture and NAMA negotiating groups have met over the last 2 days to hear initial reactions to the texts. As the two chairs informed participants in their facts on July the 5th, delegation now have the month of August to reflect fully on the draft text and then be in a position to return to the process prepared to engage in an intensive negotiation as from September 3rd. And I would urge all of you to fully use the month of August to examine the text in detail, to consult, to discuss, and to engage bilaterally among you. It's important that everybody be fit and ready on the starting line at that time. We've already come a long way in this round, and the distance left to go is not so great. But but it will require an extra effort. And this effort means being open to compromises while, of course, still respecting the mandate, the aims, and the level of ambition of the round. This means nothing else than intensive work, knowing that there are no shortcuts. And it means negotiating with each other instead of trying to negotiate with the chairs. Let me stress once again that the round is a single undertaking covering a broad agenda with development at its heart. And when we come back after the summer break, the focus cannot be exclusively on agriculture and NAMA. We will need to achieve a commensurate level of progress in other areas of the negotiations, in line with the full Doha mandate, the July 2004 decision, and the Hong Kong ministerial declaration. This, in my view, is the only path to an ambitious, balanced, and development-oriented outcome for the round. Finally, let me shortly, briefly tell you where we are on the issues of GI extension and the relationship between the TRIPS agreement and the CBD. After the General Council in February, Rufus Yaksa held consultations on my behalf in open-ended and other formats, or on arrangements for further work on these issues. In the light of these consultations, he encouraged delegations to meet among themselves with a view to finding more common ground. More recently, he has consulted with delegations in, again, various formats, largely to keep in touch with processes of discussion that have taken place between interested delegations, which we know is the most important. Rufus Yaksa stands ready to pursue these consultations on my behalf whenever developments in the negotiations make it appropriate to do so. So, to sum up this report, back to work on the 3rd of September, ready to engage in intensive negotiations.